This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Iranian tanker caught in a standoff between Tehran, Britain, and the U.S. set sail despite a U.S. request to detain the vessel further. Reuters' Maya Wormsley reports.
The Grace 1, renamed the Adrian Daria 1, left Gibraltar around 2100 GMT on Sunday, according to shipping data. It showed that the vessel was heading to Kalamata in Greece. Just hours before its departure, the British territory rejected a U.S. request to detain the tanker further. The Grace 1's detention ended last week, but a federal court in Washington on Friday issued a warrant for its seizure, that of the oil it carries, and nearly $1 million, on the grounds that it had links to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which it says is a terrorist organization. Gibraltar said on Sunday it couldn't comply because it was bound by EU law.
That's Reuters' Maya Wormsley reporting. Afghanistan's president is vowing to eliminate all Islamic State safe havens after a horrific wedding attack that the local Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility for. AP Zaria Shakli reports.
President Ashraf Ghani's comments came as Afghanistan mourns at least 63 people, including children, killed in the Kabul bombing at a wedding hall late Saturday night. Close to 200 others were wounded. Many outraged Afghans ask whether an approaching deal between the U.S. and the Taliban to end nearly 18 years of fighting will bring peace to long-suffering civilians. The bomber detonated his explosives in the middle of a dancing crowd. I'm Zeria Shakli.
Turkey says a Turkish convoy in Syria has been hit by airstrikes, killing at least three civilians. Officials say the attack occurred as the convoy was heading towards Syria's rebel-held Idlib province. For news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The humanitarian group Open Arms has urgently requested permission from Italy to enter Lampedusa's port so that more than 100 migrants can disembark after nearly 3 weeks at sea. Italy's anti-migrant interior minister, Matteo Salvini, has so far refused to let the boat dock. The Open Arms group says the psychological and physical conditions of the 107 migrants are at risk. Spain has offered a port for the boat to enter, but Open Arms says another six-day journey would be, quote, crazy. Hundreds of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators marched peacefully through the streets of Hong Kong on Sunday, the 11th weekend in a row of anti-government protests. Brian Tong is a spokesman for the pro-democracy movement.
After 2.5 months, it seems that the Hong Kong government has not responded to our 5 demands. So one thing leads to another, and it became, if you may call it, escalations. So if you ask me, I personally would hope that there would be a quick resolution to this from the government so that we don't have to protest anymore.
Meanwhile, Taiwan has offered to grant political asylum to participants in the pro-democracy movement, an offer that has angered China. Sudan's former president, Omar al-Bashir, has arrived at court to face corruption charges. His lawyers say the charges are baseless. In June, prosecutors said a large hoard of foreign currency had been found in grain sacks at his home. Bashir was ousted in April after months of protests, which brought an end to his nearly 30 years in power. Meanwhile, Sudan's ruling military council says the country's pro-democracy movement has asked for a delay on the announcement of a joint ruling body because of last-minute internal disputes over appointees. A man accused of threatening a Jewish center in the U.S. state of Ohio is being arraigned today. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Authorities in New Middleton, Ohio, say they have arrested 20-year-old James Reardon Jr. on telecommunications harassment and aggravated menacing charges. Investigators say Reardon allegedly posted a video on his Instagram account that threatened the Youngstown Jewish Center. The video shows a man shooting a semi-automatic rifle. Police say rounds of ammunition, semi-automatic weapons, and anti-Semitic information were found at Reardon's house. He is scheduled to be arraigned by video. I'm Mike Hempen.
Authorities on Spain's Canary Islands have confirmed the evacuation of more than 8,000 people as a massive wildfire swept across Gran Canaria today. No fatalities have been reported, but the fire is not yet under control. For more news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
In broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one